If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
This doesn't make any sense. What is the most popular cuisine in Illinois, according to a new study of search data? Over 316,000 searches for this ethnic cuisine are made by residents each month. So if you said that the most popular ethnic food in Illinois, based on internet searches for that kind of food, like, you know, where is this kind of food near me? What would you say is the number one searched type of food? Justin Kaufman, I'll let you play. What is the answer to that question?
Oh, wow. I would say pizza. Chicago,
well, right? Right. Okay, let's say it's not pizza because Chicagoans know where their pizza joint is, so they don't have to do that. So I'll let you go with that.
Okay.
Give me another one.
All right. I would suggest Thai food would be an area that people would be interested in Chicago, or possibly Korean.
Thai is number five, so you made the list.
Okay.
Italian is number four, which I thought would be number one just because everybody likes Italian. It's easy. Number three is Indian. Number two is Mexican. Number one is Chinese. Justin, why is Chinese number one on that list?
Well, so there's a strong Chinese-American community here in Chicago. It's tight-knit. It's together. And I also think it's delicious food. And a lot of people in Chicago are looking for the most authentic and the best cuisine they possibly can, because there are a lot of choices.
That may be it, though. The authentic is the word there. Like, you know, there's a lot of bad Chinese food. I guess there's a lot of bad Italian food, too. But when you find a really good local Chinese restaurant, you value that. And every time I go by a Chinese restaurant, the seating never looks that good to me. Am I right about that?
Yeah. Well, it's also, they've disappeared. So there's not as many Chinese-American restaurants as there once were. And so people, they want the authentic. They want to. I think what it says more than anything, John, is that the palates of Chicago diners have improved in the way that they're looking for the best. It's not just Chinese food. It's the best Chinese food. And now you have all these sort of lists and things you can do to find that. So I would bet that it also has to do with people getting more nuanced and smarter about the food that they're eating.
Pete, what was the source of the story we talked about last week? Truck stops that now start to feature Indian food. Indian food is a very popular, because the guys are driving across the country. It's burgers and eggs and French fries. And now Indian restaurants are popping up along major truck thoroughfares across the country. Go figure.
Yeah, wow. I would probably gravitate towards Indian food if it was an option at a truck stop. I'd say no more Hardee's.
I love me some Burger King, but I think you're on to something there. Justin Kaufman is the reporter at Axios, who had a nice run here at WGN, now that I think about it. Yeah. Axios.com, five-time nominee and two-time winner of the James Beard Award. Why does it say that next to your name here?
Because I think your producer, Pete, is pulling my chain. He loves that stat. I won two James Beards a long time ago as an editor. And I would say I can't live it down, but I always like to bring it up.
Well, that gives you some...
That it's anyone's fault but mine.
Well, that gives you some real chops then, because you did report on and did go to the James Beard Awards
last night.
So I'm real dumb about this, Justin. Is that that's the national James Beard Award that Chicago hosted then?
Yep. Chicago, so the James Beard Foundation is, I kind of think of it like the culinary, the food world Oscars. All the chefs from around the country will be awarded for best chef, best restaurant, best restaurateur, best pastry chef, outstanding hospitality, you name it. They have categories. But it's a national award. And back a couple of years back, it was then Mayor Rahm Emanuel got the James Beards to come to Chicago and host its big gala and award ceremony here. It's a big tourist event. So all the chefs, all the restaurants, all the foodies around the country, around the world, come to Chicago this past weekend to not only get their nominees and awards, but to sample what Chicago offers. So it's a big deal for tourism in Chicago that the James Beards have their show here. It's right now they have a contract till 2027. And so it's big. So it's pretty set right now. And you know, it was extended not too long ago. I think it was extended during Mayor Lightfoot's tenure when they came back from COVID. So yeah, it's a big deal here in Chicago, and some of the best people in the food world are here.
So we'll talk in just a second about the two Chicago winners. What are other headlines? Was there the restaurant of the year or the chef of the year nationally?
Yes. Yep. Both. They have the national chef was a chef from Washington, D.C. They also give away these like America's Classics, where they honor some restaurants, some great restaurants in different cities and different towns. So a lot of restaurants from the Northeast. There were some great restaurants from Idaho, some great restaurants that were featured from Montana. I mean, they're really good at representing everyone, which is great. And much to the chagrin of Chicago, I think, because Chicago has a lot of great chefs and great restaurants, and they sometimes get overlooked just because the idea of being inclusive and wanting to represent all restaurants from around the country. So right now, yeah, Washington, D.C. was a big winner. Philadelphia was a big winner. They had four or five actual awards given for chefs and different categories. Those were the big two, I would say, D.C. and Philly, that got the biggest awards.
Talking about the James Beard Awards in Chicago last night, Justin Kaufman from Axios.com, now with three full-time Chicago reporters, right, Justin?
Yeah, that's right. Terry Shepard just came over from CityCast.
Yeah. Just do one and two. Where should we start? Damar Brown or where?
Yeah, let's do Damar Brown. Damar Brown is the chef de cuisine at Virtue in Hyde Park, which is one of the best restaurants in Chicago. And it's, I'm not just saying that. Last year, the executive chef there, Eric Williams, won the James Beard for best chef. This year, Damar Brown gets it for emerging chef. I mean, it's unheard of. It may not, it's happened before, but it's unheard of for 2 years in a row for two different chefs from one restaurant to be not only nominated, but win the award. And in that category, emerging chef, you're beating a lot of different, unbelievably young talent from all around the country. So a huge win for Virtue. Once again, two years in a row, the restaurant right there on 53rd Street in Hyde Park, which is doing really like an upscale soul food, a tremendous restaurant. And, obviously the James Beard love it in the way that two chefs in 2 years. That's really pretty great for Chicago. And then the other restaurant is Kasama. Kasama is a Filipino restaurant in Ukrainian Village. It is one of, I think it's one of the best restaurants in Chicago. It makes all the lists. It was up for Best Chef's Great Lake, and they won for both the couple that runs that great spot, Tim Flores and Jeannie Kwan of Kasama. Kasama is also a bakery, and it's amazing. If you go over there in Ukrainian Village on Winchester on a Saturday morning, good luck. The line is down the
line.
Block.
Yeah, yeah.
The line. I mean, they know it, and that neighborhood really, really supports that restaurant. And Chicago does. And they were the hit. They were the hit of the whole night. Their speech was great. They were wearing matching green velvet suits. They were charming, and everybody was rooting for them since they were the hometown team. It was really great to see because they really represented Chicago well.
I think I heard a soundbite from Jeannie when she said something like, "We've been working together for 8 years every day." I do not recommend that, and everybody laughed because I think they understood the restaurant business. It just sounds exhausting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And Tim, grew up in Chicago and, had the choice to go wherever they wanted to go to open a restaurant. And they wanted to open up here. It really is a success story. It's kind of a family owned joint. They're doing the food that Tim's grandmother was making. It's worth the try just for the sweet and savory pastries, like I said, but you got to stand in that line. That's the issue. John, can, you know, anything great that's going to rise to the occasion and get yourself a James Beard Award might be hard to get into.
I'll do that radio trick that you know, and that is, hey, we'll put you on the radio. Why don't you send some of your stuff over? And
there you go. There you go. Try that trick.
Before I let you go, disappointments. You wrote about that as well. Was there somebody conspicuously absent?
Well, you have five. You had five nominees from Chicago, and only two won. Obelisk, which is a new restaurant in Chicago, was overlooked. They were up for best new restaurant, and then there was also in the same category as Kasama was another Chicago restaurant that was also overlooked. So, it's amazing to have two winners, but you also, in this case, had three losers. Chicago is an interesting, like I said earlier, I mean, it has some really unbelievable chefs and restaurants that are at the top of their game. The one-off hospitality crew, you're talking about Publican, Avec. These restaurants have won James Beards. They continue to be at the top level. And, because they've already won and they've gone through the cycle, they kind of get overlooked a little bit. Same with the Boca Group in Chicago. So, yes, it's great for Chicago that they're showing off the James Beards are going and giving new awards to new restaurants. But, you know, some of those older restaurants that have been just dynamite in Chicago, Rick Bayless's places, they were overlooked this year, mostly because I think they're making room for others.
I'm quoting you to you now. The big disappointments, River North Restaurant Obelix that you mentioned lost the best new restaurant to a Haitian spot, Khan in Portland, Oregon, while the Quarry in Maine beat out Chef Andrew Zimmerman's Sepia in the West Loop for outstanding hospitality.
And Sepia's great. They've been nominated a lot. Chef Zimmerman's great, and they're doing hospitality there, and that's right next to Proxy. That's kind of like on the right by the Ogilvy train station there, downtown Chicago. So, yeah, I mean, disappointing because everybody, again, you're in Chicago. You want everybody in Chicago to win, right?
I think you're also right. They say, well, if it's Idaho or Chicago, wouldn't it be novel to give it to Idaho? I'm not saying Idaho doesn't deserve it. I'm saying that probably the bar is high for our city as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, good to talk to you, Justin. Keep reporting. We keep reading. And thanks for your help today.
My man, King John, always a pleasure, buddy. Take care.
That's Justin Kaufman from Axios.com, the local reporting team there.